Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Hello there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mullion Haw here on The Score, featuring Mark Rohde and Ruthie Polinsky. Ruthie, always fun working with you.
Such a blast. This was so fun. Kicking off 2025 with a bang.
Amen. Amen. We successfully talked a lot of Bears today. And that's sometimes it's difficult to do. Thanks to Brad Biggs, Mark Podash, and Baldy, Brian Baldinger, for coming on the show today. It was a good one. The guests were all fantastic. Thank yous going out to everybody who helped contribute to the show and played big parts in the show, including Matt Anaya, who was in charge of our Twitch stream and got all the video going. I just saw Connor O'Donnell. So shout out to Connor as well. I know he's probably just getting going, but a thank you to him for everything that he does here at The Score as well. Thank you to Robbie the Tree, the Bopper Triano.
There's been a stupid idea behind my offensive lineman.
Stupid.
Stupid.
He needs to watch his language.
Excuse me.
Thank you to the tree. Appreciate the work that he did today. Thank you to Alex Kuhn for producing.
Me and Caleb Williams, we don't like the media.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
Ruthie,
this
why do you hate
funny.
Us?
Funny. I am the media. What,
but you do you hate other media?
This was a joke, the whole show. No, I was.
She took shots at the Bears media yesterday.
I did not. Which, I was criticizing the fact that all the questions to the Bears players, understandably so, was about the offseason and the coaching search. And not until Jalen Johnson, there was not a conversation from Thomas Brown, Caleb Williams. They did not say at the podium, like, hey, guys, listen, like, I get the questions, but, like, all I care about is beating Green Bay this week. One answer like that.
What if they don't know if they can beat Green Bay, though?
But it should be all they care about right now in
sure.
this moment. Like, if you're an organization that's, like, on it, which obviously we know they're not because they're losing. But if you're an organization that has it together, you control the messaging. And that was not the message that was conveyed from the top down yesterday. And I think that's a problem. That's all. But I was not criticizing the media for not asking, because all we care about is the offseason.
I think also that the assembled beat media is always going to reflect the zeitgeist of the fandom.
Sure.
And
yeah. Understandably.
I don't know that Joe Bear's six-pack right now is want to break down what the Bears offense is going to do against the Pack. It's just not a normal game.
Probably because it's not much after what they saw the last time out.
100%. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying the questions were not accurate. I'm saying the answers, I wish they were different from the players.
Yeah,
so you don't want the players to answer the media's questions?
I'm trying to win, if I'm at the organization, like if I'm trying to win, like I don't want you to answer the questions because that's what winning teams
do. I get
what
you're saying. If somebody said, hey, I'm not here for this today, and I understand in your capacity that you're asking bigger picture questions that is beyond the pay grade of anybody in this building right now except a handful of people upstairs. We're trying to win a football game, and if you want to talk about the football game,
we could do it on Monday.
Yeah.
There's
going to be a time to talk about all this stuff. Yes. That time isn't now.
Correct. That's all I'm saying. I'm not criticizing the media. Don't put me in that bucket. I'm not in that bucket.
You really fear me.
I love the Bears.
I'm happy and proud to be in the same bucket with Ruthie Polinsky and be a part of the media.
Do you know who she is? She is Ruth the Truth.
Is that a thing?
Today. Yes. That was apparently her college television nickname. She was Ruth the Truth. And she gave herself. She's like, please call me Ruth the Truth.
I feel
you
like
you nicknamed yourself.
I feel she like did.
That's a I'm faux pas. Being,
I feel like I'm being victimized right now because I'm literally getting everything I say taken out of context. Like I feel like DJ Moore being
happy
like,
happy birthday,
I
was, WSCR.
I feel like DJ Moore right now being who was like, I didn't say I was thinking about vacation
right,
now.
Right.
Like that's not what I was saying. Stop taking my quotes out of context.
I'm thinking about vacation now. I just came off one. I could go for another.
Who was
you're
the
not
boxer?
Ready to
was
get
it,
back to work?
Was it Carl the Truth Williams?
Yes. Oh, Carl, wait.
Carl the Truth Williams.
Oh, right, that was his nickname.
Carl the Truth Winslow?
Yes. Yeah. When you said I was thinking of Caleb's dad, who is also Carl Williams.
Right.
There was also a with a K that blocked the kick against the Bears this year in the Packers game. It was Carl, was it William? No, it was Carl.
All I know is Caleb's dad has his own truth, from what I've been told.
Yeah, well, he... Yeah.
Yeah, Carl the Truth, he had two heavyweight championship bouts. He lost to Larry Holmes in 85 and to Mike Tyson in 89.
Yes, I remember Carl the Truth.
He died at age 53. I was dead. Like, he's only 53. That can't be right.
Carl Brooks was the one that blocked the kick for the Packers. Carl with a K. Carl.
All right.
Carl, by the way.
Will he block another?
Could you imagine?
That would be
my God.
That's how the season ends.
That seems like that would be a bad thing.
That's like lightning striking twice if Carl was to block another kick. Marshall Harris is back. Marshall Harris is in the house.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Marshall Harris is here.
I'm hyped, too.
Good.
You can't tell me nothing.
I got to believe you got a lot of things you like to say. Dan Bernstein is here as well. It's the Bernstein and Harris Show. What are you hyped up most about right now, Marshall?
I'm hyped up about this show. And me being a part of this show.
Very successful show.
Yeah.
From what I've been
seeing. That's what I've been told. I don't know anything about the metrics and all that stuff, but they said they're not bad. So I'm very thankful and grateful to have this opportunity to sit alongside Dan Bernstein, alongside Ray Diaz, Adam Szczesny, as we embark onto 2025 and bigger and better things. And it can't get that much worse, because it can always get worse, but it can't get that much worse from a Chicago sports perspective. Things are trending up because you're already in the basement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the basement's flooded, so you're naturally going to rise. That's how that works.
No choice but to be better.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it. People think I'm naive in my optimism, but I view it as pragmatism, really. Like, things are going to get better. That's the ebb and flow of professional sports.
I've already called it for the White Sox.
Well, yeah.
I'm on the record.
They lost 121 games.
I know. That's why I'm on the record saying they're going to be better.
They're
going to have a better record.
They can lose 100 games and be a 21-game improvement.
It's also because they actually outperformed. Their peripherals said their record should have been better. They actually found unique ways based on runs scored and runs prevented. They were worse than they should have been. So just by kind of resetting things to factory defaults, I think you might be in better position.
Yeah, so there's reasons to be excited. I get to spend some time with Truthy and Mark Brody.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, who made it to midnight?
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, I made it way past midnight.
I made it to midnight.
Believe it or not.
I think it's first time
on the
in,
couch.
I don't know, first time in maybe 10 years that I actually made it.
I was actually watching the fireworks, which I'm not a fireworks person, but I had friends who wanted to watch the fireworks. We went to Gibson's Italia. They got the like courtyard outside of the.
Oh, I see you.
Perfect shot. Wait, what do you see? When you see me, what do you see?
Gibson's Italia. I see you.
Okay.
Oh,
fancy,
no, I didn't eat there.
We see you.
We just literally went down. Through there into their courtyard and just
okay.
We're squatters.
Well,
New Year's Eve squatters.
I knew I had to take a nap because we were hosting. So got off
hosting.
Work, came home, and so I've been doing all the prep stuff, getting everything done for the past few days. And then I said to Beth, I said, "Can I take a nap?" And she's like, "Sure. You know, people aren't getting here until 7, so take a nap." So she, at 5 o'clock, she comes up. She goes, "Why are you still sleeping?" Like, you said I could take a nap.
What time was it when you took the nap, when you started the nap?
It was like 3:30. And I'm terrible at napping.
I am too.
I'm so bad at it. So the fact that I actually fell asleep was a massive victory. And then she's like, why are you still sleeping? I'm like, because you said I could nap. She goes, people are coming over in 90 minutes. We got so much stuff to do. I was like, what?
Oh, so then you couldn't nap.
No. So why didn't you tell me? Just say you can't nap. She goes, well, you nap for a little bit. That's enough. Get up. I'm like, oh, fine. Okay.
I'm a bad napper because when I nap, I'm more tired when I wake up sometimes.
I'm great at a good 15 to 30 minute power nap.
See, I'm jealous
of that. And we're gone. My body is like a phone. Just give me enough juice to get through and get back to the house.
You're lucky.
I'm so jealous of that.
Here's my question.
Yes.
What's the deal with espresso martinis?
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
When did this become a thing?
It's been a thing for about 5 years.
Is that what you guys were drinking
years.
Last night, Ruth?
No, espresso martinis.
It's definitely been a thing since right around COVID, pre-COVID.
Okay, so we're putting our list together for, it's a small group of people coming over.
How many?
It was 15.
That's a lot of people. Were there people related to
at
me?
There were people related to you.
The Italians were there.
Actually, part of the story too.
Oh, really?
So we bought this. It's like a Kettle One pre-mixed espresso martini in a 375 milliliter bottle, and I get three of them. And Beth's like,
they were gone.
She said we're going to need a lot more. Yeah. So she calls like Target, wherever, goes up and pick. I said, honey, this is ridiculous. We are never going to go through this.
And then what happened, Dan?
And I said, can we return four of these? Nobody's going to drink them. So, gone.
I tried to tell you.
And then she's
did
like.
Did you shake them on ice?
She did it.
Did they foam?
She foamed. And she puts a little swirl of Bailey's in there and dropped in the chocolate-covered espresso beans. There's a little surprise at the bottom. She was mixing it for everybody. And so then we're waiting on Giancarlo, right?
Oh, yeah. Because
Giancarlo, he had the big crush there. He's showing me pictures. Because I was texting him, like, get your dumb ass over here. And then he's sending me pictures of what's going on there. And it's jammed. And he comes in, and he's like, here, too? With the he goes, everybody in the Club Lago wants an espresso martini.
That's so funny.
Wow.
He said, it's all everybody was drinking.
Wow. It's a trending thing, especially with the ladies.
Yeah.
And it helps them stay up a little bit later than they would.
Is it the ladies?
They're ready to go home and go to the couch.
Red Bull?
You know when they told you vodka Red Bulls were bad for you and like a Four Loko was bad for you? It's like, okay, well, let's try this one.
Okay.
Four Loko. Didn't you
No battery acid to the chest for you. Go.
But like they were like, you can't have caffeine and alcohol because it's like, a suppressant and a depressant.
Right.
Or wait, depressant and a...
And a stimulant.
Stimulant, thank
you. Right, you were close.
And...
Smoke weed in the morning,
that's what an espresso martini is.
Every day.
That's what an espresso martini is. It's caffeine and a depressant. And then you combine them and you hope it keeps you up and it doesn't kill you.
Okay. Because it was... to me, coffee is a morning drink. It is just not a nighttime drink.
Like an espresso, like when you have an espresso with dessert, like that's a very Italian.
Yeah, it is. But at a certain age, you pay for it.
Yeah,
but right. there was a time where you wanted to have the power to stay up all night. And, you know, some people moved away from cocaine, apparently. And now they're
I don't know that people moved away from cocaine.
Oh, that's probably true.
People could afford it, probably stayed with it.
Who are your friends, Marshall?
No, I just made observations out and about in Chicago, and I'm like, oh, okay, y'all really get after it, huh? It's 8:30 p.m. and need a boost.
I was just wrong. I was absolutely wrong. Like, no one's gonna drink this, and everybody.
Did you have one, Dan?
I tried one,
and
it was good. It's just not something with other things available that I would choose as my first choice. So, and basically, I was a waiter for most of the night because I'm, as far as the hospitality goes.
That's why you need that nap. You were serving.
I was.
And
we had our pre-midnight champagne and then the post-midnight champagne, and I was walking around.
Go get him, baby.
So I was basically keeping everybody's glass full and just making sure,
nice.
And bartending a little bit and making sure everybody was eating and walking around with little things. And
there was like a separate party going on in the basement too at the house?
There was supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
But then they went out and then they said it was too crazy and then they came back to our house for a little bit and then went to somebody else's house for a little bit and took all the beer. So
okay.
So that ended up being fine.
That sounds like a typical night for the kids. That's what the kids do.
Were you all out too? You said you were on a couch?
On the couch.
And you, Grody?
I went out. I actually went out for dinner and then came home, and I actually stayed up till about 12:30, 1 o'clock that night. So, yes, I did watch like the... What about you? Did you?
I was home by 2.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay,
party
so you went hard.
No, I wasn't even drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had one. I had one beverage at midnight.
You were with your cocaine friends?
No, that's me watching other people I do not know. And like, what's wrong with them? And then people are like, "Oh, they're on cocaine." I was like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense."
By the way, that label on a group chat has got to be awesome. If it just like
cocaine friends.
They're always like, "Hey man, what's up? You want to come over to the green
field?" You have 7,000 unread messages.
Let me tell you something.
It's been 10 minutes.
Hey man, what's going on? I believe you are kind of a summary of your friends and acquaintances, yeah. So I make sure not to hang out with the quote-unquote riffraff.
I was going to say, if you don't drink, then your friends are probably pretty low-key that way as well.
Well, I can be with a lot of friends who do drink and just not drink. They're always marveling. I was out one time from noon till midnight watching college football and didn't have a drop of alcohol, wow. And they were just like, how? I was like, because I like watching football and just want to... drink this water. Stay hydrated, my friends.
You don't want to change your state of mind?
Don't need to. Yeah. No, I'm a Mississippi State fan. They go 0-4 in the SEC. We don't. I know what it is. You know what it is, you know what it is. Yeah. Although we're ranked in basketball, here we come. Hail State.
Yeah. Do you know what it is, how you will handle today?
Well, indeed we do. Yeah. I think we're going to celebrate an aspect of Caleb Williams' season that deserves it.
We were hard on him today, so I think he
needs celebration.
Legitimately, no joke, he has accomplished something for and not just a rookie, for any Bears quarterback.
Okay.
That is no small thing. And we're going to talk a little bit about the wild college football days that we've had to try to figure out some things. That what the end of that Illinois game was, I'm still laughing about it.
Brett Bielema.
Hysterical. Yeah. Absolutely hysterical.
So
big bad Brett.
High noon at 11:45. Jarrett Payton at 12:25. We're going to hear some Bears players weigh in on what the coaching future may be. And to celebrate the score anniversary today at 1:25, Terry Bors.
Let's get this puppy rolling. Bernstein and Harris are next on the score.
Have a good show, guys.
Yep, Bears.
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!